as much as foreigners who came into our country came to take whatever is ours, I think that's where we need to be focusing our eyes on. Who started this whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
It was the king, Musolatini, one of the tribes in the Zululand thing, who made that announcement publicly that foreigners should be driven out of South Africa. This thing has been building up for the past 3 weeks.
Right.
Had the government of South Africa done something to make sure people were safeguarded? I don't think what's happening today should be happening. And like you rightly said, a police officer was laughing at a person burning. I saw somebody's head beheaded and someone is holding the head by the ear. To me, that's inhuman. Do we then drive South Africans out of any African nation out? No, we don't. No country has retaliated with violence. So people need to start respecting the fact that no other country has come up and fought back with violence. But just words and people putting their heads together to say, let's pray for what is happening in South Africa now.
That's right, sis. That's right.
So
I just think we need God's divine intervention.
Amen.
Zimbabwe is my country, and I'm proud of Zimbabwe. No noises have come from Zimbabwe so far, except boycotting South African artists going to perform in Zimbabwe. So to me, that's a nation standing against what's happening in one African country, which is within the African continent. Why do a black man shoot a black man on the street? Why is it that when a gun is banging, it's a black man shooting another black man? People need to start thinking and revisiting the way they feel, the way they live, and the way they relive their life.
But would you agree that is the few that are doing that? No, not all of them, because you know, as I know, we have got good South Africans as well.
We do. I've got very good South African friends, and one of them actually flew from Jantambo today into Zimbabwe because he had a meeting there. I even gave him a word that she'll be looked after there. And she's been received with open arms. I don't think what's happening now, trying to infiltrate another nation or another country with hate amongst each other is going to make things any easier. If the Ndebeleans and the Shonas start fighting against each other in the streets of South Africa, where we know there are gun crime, you name it, any type of crime, is richly blessed in there, and they want to start and infiltrate that in Zimbabwe, I don't think that's the fair thing to do. We've been quiet. Do we retaliate by violence? No. Vengeance is God's, not ours. We don't take things into our own hands.
That's right, sis. That's right.
No, you are right, Sisi, absolutely. And I'm sure you heard for yourself today all the support we are getting from the most of the gospel artists that came on tonight. Were you listening?
I was listening, yes, and I was listening to Pastor Nana. He's a very controversial public figure, and I totally agree with most of the things he's saying. People often turn the Bible into some kind of I don't know weapon to try and manipulate the way God brought us into this world.
Yes,
I think he's got his own vision. I'm a Christian myself, but I can see his point of view. And weighing our options, I'm actually beginning to think maybe I should join his church.
My God.
That's why I invited him in, because some issues that he raised, I think we still need to go deeper, you know, so that then we have a full understanding in that. But thank you very much for calling tonight. I forgot to say to the listeners,
one point that if he was to bring up the issue on people drinking alcohol, in some churches in Christianity they say alcohol is forbidden. But in the Bible, 1 Timothy 5:7, if I'm not mistaken, or verse 23, it actually says that drink a little bit of alcohol, less water. It cures your stomach.
Bless.
So it's there in the Bible.
I would like to go into that one, but tonight I'm not going to be preaching. I've got a different view on that. But as I was saying, I forgot to say to my listeners tonight that I brought 5 CDs from the Swindon Gospel Choir, and I'll be giving out to the callers. So you are the lucky one. So I'll ask you to call Mr. Mambo, and he's gonna take your details, and then you are the first one to win the Swindon Gospel Choir CD. Did you listen to the track?
Yes.
Do you know the people that sang in those tracks?
Pardon?
Do you know any one of the people that sang that are in that group? Swindon Gospel Choir.
The Swindon Gospel
Choir. Yes. I was listening, but I don't know any of them. I was actually enjoying the music. One song playing while I was on the M1.
All right. Okay. So if you go on Facebook and Google Swindon Gospel Choir, you're going to see them there. Get hold of Mambo and you are going to get your first track tonight. Thank you so much for calling, Mama. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, it is interesting that, you know, people are still, you know, trying to bring up some stories, which is, we don't want to listen about that. We don't want to hear anything like that. We just want to make sure that the situation goes down, which is more important more than anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We've got another caller here, Sister Manele. Hello there.
Hello, Pastor Steve. You're talking to Prophet Michael Mpofu.
Hello, Prophet.
How are you doing, then?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, we are really glad and really appreciate you guys coming off the air, taking off your time to address the issue of South Africa. It's really disturbing. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I'll just ask each and everyone, you know, to come together and pray for South Africa and what is going on down there.
Mm.
It's really disappointing and really affecting each and every family.
Mm-hmm.
We as Africans.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And what's
and also
voice?
Listening.
Yes.
And also listening to Pastor Manala when he was speaking. He's a very controversial man.
Mm.
But we believe that whatsoever his opinion and views that he's got in that, we'll put him also into prayer.
Mm. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Yes.
Mm. No, we thank God, Pastor Prophet Mike, for the call tonight, and we trust that the Lord is gonna bless you. Unfortunately, I will not be in a position to give you a CD because I know. Do you know the young man on the phone?
Yeah. I think I got
my young boy Dexter, when he sees him, he goes, Prophet Mike. Prophet Mike is in the house. Then we all start looking at each other and think, oh my God, is he going to start telling us about our future now? But Prophet Mike, thank you so much for calling, sir. God bless you. Continue to listen.
God bless you.
Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
That was Prophet Mike Manele, my young brother.
Yes, I know. I think I recognize the voice.
Yeah, we thank God for his life.
We've got another caller.
Oh, Manele, it's getting hot and busy in here. I've got exams next week. You know, I need to finish up and wrap up and go.
Tell you something. God will strengthen you.
I hope so.